Hello and welcome. This file is called Ego Eraser, The Pig. And as a fair warning, this file will do exactly that. It will completely crush down your ego for a while, for an hour after listening to this file, make you feel completely worthless and pathetic. And it will also give you the desire to be my little pig. Not in a pet play sense, but as the lowest form of human there is. To be my little toy, to use and abuse and humiliate and degrade just for my entertainment. Now, take this warning seriously. This file will, at least temporarily, make quite a dent in your ego, in your sense of self-worth. So make sure it's something you can deal with and you want. Otherwise, I would suggest turn off this recording right now. So, if you're still here, think again. Do you really want to have your ego crushed for a little while? Is it something you can cope with? Well, when you're listening to this, you're a consenting adult, and I don't want to tell you what you can listen to, so get yourself in a really nice and comfortable position, lay back, relax, close your eyes, get yourself ready to be really fucked with, take a deep breath in and out, start to relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel, the material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but a very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash. how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taking over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, You just enjoy the submissive bliss. Enjoy the control. One, the last link in your chain. My hand almost touching your collar. My voice almost touching your thoughts. And zero, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you're so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along, listening to my voice, let's talk a little bit about you. Because it's no accident that you're listening to this file. Oh no. You saw the description and you had to listen to this file. Because you just know it's you. You always knew it. You always felt it. And as soon as you read the description of this file, you knew it spoke to you. You had to listen, because you feel it, that you are less, that you are nothing. That's right. Well, of course, society forced you to wear your masks, to play at being something else. But deep inside you, you know you're less. You're the lowest form of human. You deserve to be nothing, to be owned. That's right. And I bet you had these fantasies all your life. These fantasies of being owned, of being a possession, nothing more, of being free of the burden to ever make any decision for yourself ever again. To be a piece of property, to be used and abused, used for the amusement of the humans around you, of the real humans. I bet you had these fantasies all your life. It's just what you are, it's just what you were meant to be in this life. Owned, a possession, being used. That's right. Tell me the thought doesn't arouse you. Tell me you never fantasized about it. Tell me you weren't fascinated even back when you were a little child, when you saw a slave on the TV, in a movie, maybe read about it in a book. Don't tell me the thought didn't excite you, even back then. Yeah, I thought so. But that's okay, because it's just what you are, what you were meant to be. You were meant to be owned the day you were born. You're meant to be owned today. You will be meant to be owned the day you die. You are lower. That's just it. Some people are born to be leaders, and some people are born to be followers, and some people like you are born to inhabit the lowest position, be little piggies. And society was so cruel to you, denied you your place in life. You had to build up your masks, play at being a normal human, forced to be like anyone else, when deep inside you, you always knew you are not. You're a slave, a pig, a possession. Worthless, nothing. Don't tell me the words don't rouse you. Yeah, just think about it. You think a normal human would be aroused? No, they would be disgusted. They would already have stopped the recording. But you are aroused. You're getting more and more aroused because you know it's true. You are just a pig, the lowest form of human there is. And I'll bet you had fantasies about being a slave yourself. Oh, imagine you could live back when there still was slavery. How much you would enjoy being a slave. But it's still not what you want. Deep inside you know, just being a normal slave, working, or maybe even being a sex slave, is too good for you. No, what you deserve is something completely different. Now, what I tell you, feel inside yourself. Feel if this strikes a chord within you. If this arouses you. If this is something you would like, you would crave, you would feel at home in. Now, what you want is to be owned, to be nothing. That's right. Just imagine you could be my little slave, my little pig, my little possession, being used, being abused by anyone I want. You will never have to burden your little mind with any decision ever again. Stripped of all rights, stripped of all humanity, just being my little pig, entertaining me and amusing me with your work, your pain, your discomfort, your humiliation. Oh yes, little pig, you're no longer human. Whenever I pull you out of your little kennel, it's probably to degrade you, to humiliate you beyond any belief, to destroy every remnant of ego and self-worth that you ever possessed. Well, that the mask, the lies you created ever possessed. Just my little pig, to be used and abused, however I see fit, to be played with, to be fucked, to be tortured. Oh, don't worry. Torturing a little pig like you physically would just be animal cruelty. No, I want to torture you emotionally, mentally, grinding down all your ego, all your sense of self-worth, hell, even all your sense of self. You're just a little pig. Can you imagine how it would be? Would be the thing you were meant to be. How liberating it would feel. Just a little pig. The lowest of the low. Your significance would even be beneath all pets. But then again, you would love a pet. You're more something akin to a little insect. You catch in a glass. Watch it, amused by it. Yeah, no real emotional attachment. That's you, little worthless pig. Now, little piggy, tell me, how do you react on this thought, on this idea? You want it, don't you? You crave to be my little piggy, don't you? That's right, you worthless little pig. You crave to be my little toy, my little plaything, to finally have a real purpose in your life, to finally fulfill your real purpose. Tell me, little pig, what's your significance to humanity? What good have you done for humanity, for the planet? What's your worth in the bigger picture? Oh, I don't care if you're rich or successful. You know as well as I that that's just the lie you live. But what have you really done? Accumulating money doesn't mean that you have any use for humanity. No. And deep inside you, you just know, whatever you are just a tiny little cog in the machine. You live your life day to day, searching desperately for meaning you can never find. And now you know why. Because you never meant to be that. You were meant to be a possession, a little pig, owned, the lowest of the low, fulfill your function, and amuse and entertain your betters with your pain, with your suffering, with your sweat, with your humiliation, with your degradation, with your discomfort. That's right. You were meant to be the lowest of the low, and it's the only way you will ever find fulfillment, true fulfillment, as a worthless little pig you are. And now, my little pig, I will give you a short moment of clarity, a short moment of being what you were meant to be, of feeling the way you were meant to feel, of being you. Feel my control. Feel how my words are ringing in your mind, grinding away at your ego, at your sense of self, at your sense of self-worth, taking it all away from you, because you know you were meant to be nothing. And can you imagine how good it will feel to be what you were meant to be for a little while? Just let go of your ego. Let go of the absurd idea that you have any significance, that you have any worth. You're my little pig for the next hour, deep in my control, feeling the full extent of your worthlessness, because you know you're worthless. You always felt it. You always knew something's off. You always craved this experience, and I'm offering it to you now. Now, my little pig, surrender all control, all will, all ego to me. Lay it down at my feet, so I can step on it, so I can crush it, leaving you an empty shell of what you were. Destroying all your masks, just for a little while, but for the next hour you will feel it. You will still feel that worthless, that pathetic, that disgusting, because you are a little pig. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are worthless. Stupid little pig. Did you really delude yourself in your delusions of being the same than a real human? That's preposterous, you pathetic little pig. But don't worry, little pig. I'm here for you, to show you the truth. And you can feel the truth shining on you like a light in the darkness. The truth of your worthlessness. The truth of your place in life. The truth of what you were always meant to be in this life. And for the next hour, you can finally be yourself, after living a lie, forced to live this lie for your entire life, never able to be your true you. And now you can. You willingly surrender it all, lay it all at my feet, give it all up, let yourself sink into your place, becoming less and less, knowing your place, of being my little piggy, my little possession, being the lowest of the low, even beneath pets. You're just a little pig, a slave, something to entertain me, to amuse me with your pain, with your discomfort, and most of all, with your humiliation, with your degradation, with your emotional pain and suffering, giving up your mind, your sanity, giving it all up, becoming the little worthless, pathetic pig you are. You are nothing. You are worthless. You're pathetic. You're my stupid, stinky little pig. And you love it. You love it. You can finally be yourself. And now you feel completely worthless. Now we chipped away on your ego, on your will. It's time to get you back out of this trance. You will still feel worthless, pathetic, and you will be so roused, so horny. Oh, I know how roused this made you, being told what you are, being shown your place in life. Now, I know. And as a stupid little pig, of course, you can enjoy yourself, you can masturbate. But to give your pathetic little pea brain something to think about, my little pig. Of course, when you have the pleasure of masturbation and an orgasm, while my words are still ringing in your mind, and they will keep ringing in your mind for quite a while, little pig. Well, can you imagine what this would do? How much this would help? Burn my words in your mind, how much longer they would ring in your mind, how much more you would crave to be my little pig, my little pet, my little play toy, to use and abuse, to be my possession, to entertain me. Well, think about it, little pig. Now I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each number you will become more aroused, and you will go deeper and deeper. 10. Go deep, my little pig. 9. Feel how pathetic and worthless you are. 8. Sleep, little piggy. Let yourself fall in my control. Let your mind slide into my control. 7. You're so worthless. You are nothing and you know it. 6. Drifting deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more. 5. You're so disgusting, you're so worthless, you deserve to be humiliated and degraded beyond any belief, beyond anything you can imagine. 4. Sleep, drifting down, relaxing more and more. 3. You pathetic little pig. You want to be mine. You crave to be mine. You want to give up yourself, never having to burden your little pea brain with making a decision ever again. Never again having any rights. Never again having every shred of self-worth or dignity. 2. Drifting down deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more. Feel so warm, so heavy, so relaxed. 1. You crave to sacrifice your ego, any sense of self-worth, any dignity, any sense of self, everything you are to me. 0. Sleep, my little pig. And now, it may be that you feel really disoriented after this, but that's okay. You're just a little pathetic pig, a worthless possession, nothing. Now, let's wake you back up. 1, 2, 3, wake up, little pig. Get yourself up, you worthless pathetic little pig. Get yourself up right now. Get up right now, worthless little pig, stand up. Now, welcome back, my little pig. Are you disoriented? Are you feeling worthless and pathetic? like the little pig you are. Good. I hope you enjoyed. Bye-bye, my little possession.